A Midday with Howie Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Money FM 89.3, Singapore's first business and personal finance station. Now, in Mind Your Business, we look at the SME sector here in Singapore. It powers half our economy and also it employs about 70% of our people. Now, Singaporean fitness startup ELXR has its eye on the $16 billion US dollar Asian fitness pie. Some 440 million Asians are spending that amount annually on fitness, and ELXR aims to cash in. Founder Stefan Fung talks us through how his app is building a tightly knit community of fitness enthusiasts through a two-tier subscription model. Stefan, thanks so much for coming today.
Hi, good morning.
I suppose first question would have to be, what differentiates your app from other apps? Mm-hmm. There are tons out there, obviously.
So the unique selling point of Elixir, ELXR, is really we combine the genetics part of an athlete, all right, with a training program catered and personalized to him or her. So what it means to say is that you get something that is really catered to you.
Why did you decide to go down this route, that DNA and genetics plays a part in how one functions?
So some 3 years ago, I started an offline sports training business. All right, so that was called Superfit. And we had been running boot camp training in Singapore for some time. So after about 2 years, and it was about the end of 2017, I was in Japan setting up the Spartan Race Japan as the race director.
I've tried that Spartan race.
Yeah, how was it?
Very
you like
difficult.
It?
No, flat on the face.
So that was when I ran into this genetics company, and I was like, oh, this seems something interesting. And that's how we came up with the concept of a DNA-based fitness training program.
Give us an example. This goes beyond, say, blood type, because over time we've heard about, say, diets that fit the blood type, diets that fit your body type, etc.
All right, so how it works is this. We take your saliva sample, so it's non-invasive. We look at this particular sports gene, and then we determine what is your potential. Then thereafter, we look at your current fitness level together with your goal to give you a curated training program.
Give us an example. Obviously, you must have been through it.
Yep.
So you're quite a tall and lean guy. So one would assume fitness should not be a problem for you.
Right. So so what we do is the particular gene actually looks at us in three different potential, either to be a power, a balanced, or an endurance athlete based on your genotype.
Power right. means what? You could be faster than more people.
Right. So power means that probably you are better at doing 100-meter sprints. Right.
Oh, versus a 24-kilometer marathon.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Correct. And then balance would say that you are a good mix between a power and an endurance athlete. And then thereafter, for endurance, of course, you are good at long-distance aerobic kind of workouts.
Okay. Yeah. You've tried it out. You are in which category?
I'm actually a balanced athlete.
Oh, how does this sort of help a person's fitness regime if we find that out, that either you're a power, balance, or endurance type athlete?
All right. So the main thing we look at is the trainability of a person. So many of the times, like let's say, for example, Stefan and my friend, the two of us go to the gym, we go through the same training regime, but with a different outcome. So we ask ourselves, why is that so? So the reason is really because of the trainability. Yeah. So everybody yields a different result from the same training program. And that's a kind of secret we're trying to unlock.
Doesn't trainability maybe link to something psychological, Stefan?
Right, psychological
a
definitely is one.
A person's will, a person's determination.
Mm-hmm. So that is one part definitely, but your physiological makeup is, I mean, there is another reason why you might not be able to perform just like somebody else.
So there's a market you're trying to fill here. You've discovered that this is something that people are interested in?
Okay, so the problem we're trying to solve came way back when I was doing volunteer and community work. So the challenge I was facing is providing personalized fitness training at scale, right? So personal trainers can do that one-to-one kind of planning for training program, but when you want to do it at scale, it becomes a little bit challenging. And many times, sometimes we go to the gym, we might not know what to do. So we think that this is a solution for the commoners, right, who want to get to their fitness goal at the fastest possible time.
Right. So talk to us about Elixir's business and operating models. You've got a two-tier subscription model.
Yep.
Is it separated into, say, lay people versus serious athletes?
No. So what we have is, the essential tier is basically a free subscription whereby you are able to come for our fitness assessment at Singapore Sports Hub, right? So they're our venue partner and you get your current fitness access, right? So that's free. You can log your results into a logbook. right? Then the second tier, the Excel tier, is when you will then thereafter purchase a DNA kit. We send your saliva sample to our laboratory in Japan, get it tested, and we come back with your results.
Oh, so obviously the free tier, you won't really figure out where in those three categories you might fall. Mm. Again, it is the power, the balance, and the endurance type athletes, right?
Yep.
So talk to us about some of the challenges you faced when you were setting up.
Right. So more importantly, what we are trying to create a product is about finding that product market fit, right? So you need to create something that people want, right? So it's not about what the entrepreneur wants to do, but it's really creating a product that people want. So getting into that is very important. Secondly, looking at the market sophistication level, all right, of the country that you are in, because some countries may not be able to embrace this technology.
So smartphone penetration and
exactly,
all that.
Exactly, yeah. Okay. So these are some examples. Yeah.
Tell us why you're headed to Japan, though.
So
obviously, the smartphone penetration there, the tech savviness of the population, larger than Singapore as well. So that's all very attractive, right?
Okay, so there's actually two main reasons why we went to Japan. First of all, we participated in this 500 Startups Japan program. So give you a little bit of background. 500 Startups is a venture capitalist firm that is based in Silicon Valley, also one of the top three in the world. And they had a program working with the Japan city government. And then we applied and we got in as the first Singapore company to have ever gone into this program.
This is an incubator program?
It's an accelerator program.
Okay.
So means that it's after product, you have some traction. Then secondly, looking at the market in Asia, other than Australia, New Zealand and China, in fact, Japan has one of the biggest population of active personnel.
Obviously fitter than Singapore.
It's just a sheer number.
Right.
Yeah, because of sheer population, they have like more than 120 million people.
Okay, so you're also expected at the annual / Tokyo Global Startup event. What you hope to gain from this event, taking part in it?
All right, so that is actually a pitch competition. So look at it like a Tech in Asia, like a Tech Crunch kind of event. So my main reason for going there really is to pitch to the Japanese investors, which is what we are doing now. We are in the midst of fundraising. And then also to look at the Japanese market and let Elixir be a part of that ecosystem in Japan.
So far, how's it going?
Not too bad.
As a startup owner. Most times I ask startup owners, have you slept much?
not much. And I think that's okay. I mean, coming from my background, I was an army officer for a long time. So
kind of used to it.
Used to it, the kind of grit and tenacity needed to run a startup. Yeah.
Do you have hopes for the company? Where to next? Tangible goals you want to meet, say, in the next year or so?
I think what we want to do really is to anchor ourselves in Singapore market, all right, to be the fitness app that people download and use, right? Then thereafter, we want to probably look at Japan and the regional countries if the opportunity arises.
So given your military background, you must be then quite adept at juggling your many roles and time management and all that.
For sure. I think the first business that we created, the offline sports training business, becomes our go-to-market for this online platform. So I should say that it all comes together pretty nicely.
Why is fitness important to you? Why do you want to spread that to other people? Are you looking at me because I'm just, you know, slouched here on my seat?
No. All right. I think first of all, very importantly, you've got to be very passionate about what you're doing. I was a very active personnel all the way from secondary school to JC, university, and then I was in the army. I was in commandos for 16 years. So fitness is part of my lifestyle. And secondly, I would love to spread this to more people. True technology. Yeah.
Don't you find it challenging, though? Perhaps you are not able to relate to the lazy slob such as myself who would prefer to sit on the couch.
So the motivation really is that people likes to see the goal and the end state achieved by going through a workout.
Okay. Right?
Everybody wants to have that nice toned body or very healthy lifestyle. So my aim is to show the shortest way to get you to that. Yeah, instead of taking away all the guesswork and everything like this.
But it must be challenging, though. You know, you can lead the horse to water, but you can't force them to drink.
Exactly.
So I think at this stage, and a person has to want to, say, get fit, right? Mm-hmm. So at this stage, if we take me as an example, it will be very hard for you to pull me off my couch.
So the more importantly, other than the technology, of course, is the community angle. Sometimes we might not like to do something, but when your friends ask you to go for it, and then you'll be like, okay, sure, I'll just go along with my friend. And this community, this offline engagement becomes very important to ensure the longevity of the program.
And that's what you're trying to do, right? Build this tightly knit community of fitness enthusiasts. Mm-hmm. How's it going so far, you think? That community spirit that you're trying to invoke?
Not too bad. So we have been running three classes at Sports Hub for the past 3 years. So that has gained quite a bit of traction working with Singapore Sports Hub. So I think that's all good. And of course, on the other fronts, we are also working with other social groups to get people active and using technology to help to embrace that.
Yeah. Mm. You know, when we were children, technology wasn't so a big part of our lives. Mm. It really was just put your shoes on and go out running, and then I don't need to track the number of steps and that sort of thing. Mm. So was it challenging for you to get on board with the tech?
Definitely, because not everybody are innovators or early adopters. Right, but of course, we need to really carve out our niche market very quickly, right? Gain traction, and so that the early majority and the late majority will come in and then join and come on the bandwagon. Case in point, for example, when the first time you heard about ride hailing, when Grab came up with its model, you'd be like, "Do I really want to hop onto somebody's vehicle?" But look at how it is now. Uber, Grab, Gojek. So these are all the players, and technology has a part to make people's life better.
Yeah. What are your hopes for 2019? We just started the new year not long ago.
I think we really want to get that product market fit right. We want to gain traction and then raise some funds and carry on what we love to do.
Mm. On a personal level, though, are there fitness goals that you have for yourself, or do you think you're at the peak?
No, I'm not. So, in fact, I was supposed to go with my team to go to Hong Kong to run an ultra trail. I missed it because of work. So I would love to reconnect with my team someday and then let's go for another good run together.
Ultra trail is how long?
Above 50 kilometers.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so it's best of luck to Stefan Fung, who's founder of Elixir. You can check them out at the-elixir.com. That's spelled the-elixir.com. They're hoping that you can find what kind of athlete you are just through DNA. So check them out. Stefan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.